G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
Oh, there is so much stuff going on in the world of news, especially after the weekend. A boy's kidnap over the course of the weekend is part of a global racket link, apparently. Delta Goodrum has been savaged for her cringeworthy biopic. It all kicked off last night on television. And MH370, people are talking about it, and experts are saying that they now know how the pilot flew undetected. These are some of the things you're going to hear more about across the day today. We will, of course, keep you up to date with everything happening across the Limestone Coast. Karch is going to be back in the next 10 or so. We will be having a chat. And, well, the classics. I got that covered for you right the way across today.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
On 963 Triple M at 16 after 6. Not too bad start to the day so far. A little bit of fog around depending on where you are in the Limestone Coast. It's time for us to catch up with Karch, find out what's making news. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, a vehicle has been found at Millicent Skate Park. Saipol are calling for locals to be wary of a reported scam allegedly targeting the Chinese community. The National Farmers Federation has identified major pros and cons for farmers in this year's federal budget. And Narracourt Lucendale Council have officially launched the Community Art Fund. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, Coach is going to be back in the next 10 or so, keeping us up to date with what is making news. Dodgy childcare operators could be let off the hook. That is one of the stories that's making news today after the Turnbull government quietly axed $20 million funding to have more quality checks. Also, more than 80 drivers a day are being caught texting at the moment, apparently, making phone calls, using social media, and even taking selfies behind the wheel. This is all taking place over in Victoria, by the way, just over the border. Well, maybe not just over the border, but, you know, right the way across Victoria. Victorian police have got a crackdown on it at the moment, so if you're travelling over the border on a pretty regular basis, make sure you don't do any of it. My goodness, 80 drivers a day being caught texting, making phone calls, using social media, and even taking selfies behind the wheel. How would you take a selfie behind the wheel while you are driving? My goodness. Anyway.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The countdown is on to a royal wedding, and I got to tell you, I have been a junkie watching all the television shows, talking all about Prince Harry, or Prince Henry, as he is actually, I think, christened. And Meghan Markle, of course, it's going to be the event of the century. And, well, cannot wait for it. No, 963 Triple M. There's a whole host of other things that's going on today, of course. Not only a royal wedding, which everybody is talking about. We're going to catch up with the team in the national newsroom soon and find out what is making news. Eurovision is one of the big stories. Unfortunately, it seems Jessica Malloy has been robbed, placing 20th. In the Eurovision Song Contest after the last couple of years of Australia taking part. That is the worst result we have had. And, well, she reckons robbed is the least you can say. It's not harsh enough a word to describe what went on. Now, Joel Creasy was doing commentary for the Eurovision Song Contest, and, well, he had some choice words to say about a stage invader who interrupted the UK contestant. Now, as a result, J.K. Rowling was on Twitter and gave a shout-out to our very own Joel Creasy from Oz, and apparently they had a very sweet conversation on Twitter afterwards, which I'm sure he's going to be bragging about till the day he dies, as you would, because it's J.K. Rowling.
It's Ewan for breakfast on 963 Triple M.
Talking texting this morning on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Over the course of the weekend, I had some random, really bizarre texts. Somebody thought that I was somebody else, apparently, and was texting me. And when I went, "I am not the person that you are looking for," they went, "No, that can't be right," and continued to text me. I would like to know when you have texted the wrong person and whether it's got you utterly, completely into a whole lot of trouble. 132710 is the number to call if you'd like to share. On the radio this morning, you can also jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page and have your say there.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Not only was Eurovision song contest on the weekend. The Cairns Film Festival is underway. Cate Blanchett, Agnes Varda, and a host of others, including Jane Fonda, joined 82 other women in the film industry on a silent protest on gender equality. It's something that you're going to hear more about over the course of the next couple of days. One of the other things that's come out of the Cairns Film Festival, the director of Black Panther, which is obviously one of the standout movies of 2018 so far, has welcomed the idea of a bit of a sequel. He reckons that it might be built around the amazingly strong female characters that shone as part of the Black Panther movie. So watch this space.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I was looking on the social media pages over the course of the weekend, and one of the more interesting photos that I saw is the subject of one of our news articles this morning. Karch is talking all about it. A vehicle has been found at the Millicent Skate Park. Limestone Coast Police responded at the scene. The driver sustained minor injuries. Officers are urging any witnesses to come forward. It was definitely an interesting photo that I saw on my Facebook page over the course of the weekend in regards to it. And if you know anything about it, give the local police a call. They would really like to hear from anybody who knows anything about it.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
Now, one of the things that's taken place, the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week is underway. And if you ever want to see a bizarre glimpse of the world of fashion, I tell you what, take a look at some of the photos that are online. One of them shows some rather beautiful models carrying a bag, which I would say is the size of a small car, meaning that you could probably take everything that you own with you whenever you left the house. It's one of the bizarre fashion trends that has come about as part of the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. I'm hoping that never catches on, and why someone would want to make a bag which basically runs from your shoulder all the way down to probably knee length is a little beyond me. But the photos are there. They tell a tale. And if nothing else, that fashion is bizarre. That's what I took out of it anyway.
Right across the Limestone Coast, it's Ewan for breakfast on 963 Triple M.
Oh, I tell you what, there are some people in this world these days that are just begging for trouble. They really are. There's a story this morning about a bloke. He's a musician who is known as VJ. And let me tell you, if he ever wants to find himself a wife, he is going to have to search high and low. This guy called VJ had the ultimate test to find a suitable partner. It completely backfired on him, though, after he took to Twitter to share his disappointment at his current girlfriend. Apparently, he left his place in a bit of a mess, leaving his kitchen filled with dirty pots and pans, claiming that he left them there to test his new girlfriend. Now, then he went on to say that he was extremely disappointed that the girl in question had left without cleaning up any of his mess. There are words that I would like to say about this bloke, and most of them start with W. Apparently, he goes on to say he invited his girlfriend for the first time to his place and was extremely disappointed, to be honest, that she came and left without washing any dishes, let alone doing any cleaning. There are a lot of people who jumped online to her defense and reckons that that she dodged a bullet at not cleaning up the house, and that this bloke is definitely not marriage material.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Today there's something pretty cool that's going to take place out at the hospital. We get to find out all about it. Sally Newman joins me on the line. Sally, hello.
Hello, Ewan. How are you?
I am good. Now, Sally, rumour has it that there's been a program going at the hospital for maybe a year, year and a half, helping at youth, at-risk youth. Tell me all about what it is.
We're running the PARTY program for the next 2 days. So PARTY stands for Preventing Alcohol and Risk-Related Trauma in Youth. And it's a program that started back in Canada in 1986 and has been an Australian-run program and initiative since 2006. Mm. We adopted it back in early 2016 in Mount Gambier. We had been approached by Lauren Rogers, who's the statewide coordinator at the Royal Adelaide of this program, and basically felt that it was a really nice way to invite students into the hospital and to participate in a in a program that's actually been shown to have some really good outcomes.
So tell me about, I suppose, the success that it's been in the Limestone Coast, because it has been really well received.
Yes, we've had really, really good engagement from schools around the region. We've had people as far as Panola come and attend. We've had 115 students through the program over the last 2 years. The feedback has been really, really positive from students. We ask them to fill out a survey at the end of the day. And from what we can see, it makes sense to them, and it's a program that they find really useful in trying to navigate some of those difficult decisions as teenagers.
And Sally, obviously it's changing the behaviour of kids who have been identified as being at risk.
Yes, look, well, it's quite, a novel way of approaching education for at-risk youth. We take them through a series of steps through the day, including some face-to-face presentations with people like Lauren Rogers, who's well-versed in trauma and trauma care and risk-related behaviour. And then we have presentations from some of the emergency services around the region. So the police are involved, as are SA Ambulance, as are the CFS, and disability services down the track. And then we get the students into the clinical scenario where we actually take them through some real trauma scenarios and get them to participate in caring for those trauma patients in the emergency department and then through into the intensive care unit. And at the end of the day, we also give the kids the opportunity to meet with Jack Anear, who is a trauma survivor from the southeast region. And he suffered trauma and quite substantial trauma as a result of, being involved in poor decision making when he was around 16, 17. And he's here to tell the tale, which is great, and share his story with the kids.
Sally, it's been great to talk to you this morning to find out a little bit about the program. It's really, really cool that it's here in the Limestone Coast over the next couple of days. What time do you kick off today?
8:30 we kick off. So really looking forward to a busy day.
Sally, you have a fantastic day. We'll catch up soon. It's great to hear some cool stuff coming up at the hospital.
Will do. Thanks. You too, Ewan.
From the Narracourt Caves to Umphison Sinkhole, the Little Blue to Larry the Lobster. Ewan for breakfast on 963 Triple M.
Now, there was some wild weather over the course of the weekend across the southern parts of Australia and over in New Zealand as well. And the biggest wave ever recorded in the southern hemisphere has been documented by scientists off the coast of New Zealand. And the scientists concerned reckon there were probably bigger ones than what was the official record. It was about 8 stories high. Now, I don't know about you, but encountering an 8-story wave is just something that I would never, ever, ever want to actually see. On 963 Triple M, apparently there's larger waves in the northern hemisphere, by the way, which just shocked me even more.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It's been a massive weekend, and it's time for us to find out how it all shaped up sports-wise. Milo is in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Yuri. Good morning, fellow coasters across the Limestone Coast southeast. Now, you're talking sport. Well, it didn't happen Friday night. There's none of Wadding. We're no-show to play the Pioneers in the latest round of the Seabull basketball. A flight was cancelled due to weather and mechanical trouble, so it wasn't happened. And, of course, we'll catch up with Coach Richard Hill after 8:30 and we'll find the latest on that. Now, talking football on the big scene, congratulations and well done, and no doubt had a great weekend. All those Carlton Blues supporters, especially Keith Sneath, Kirsty Johnson, Paul Barry, he's been suffering for a while, Robbie Ransom and Michael Kellen, and, of course, their first win for a long time. Now, Western Border, didn't Millicent have a great win over at East Gambia? They spoiled the 88 Premiership reunion party and they won by 42 points, a very important win in context of the finals and double chance down the track. And not far away will be their coach, Clint Gallio. And I know Easter got 6 or 7 regular A-graders to come back in that side. So it's going to be interesting down the track. Now for Millicent, the travelling ex-local boy, Matty Daldy, speared 4 goals, and Jack Dore, he had a couple of great kicks for goal that went through, and he picked up two and got a few touches as well. Now, Carlton Dry Polo Shirt for Valuable Player Award, compliments of Commersh and CUB rep Ricky Dowby. Well, I gave that to Callum Hobbs. He typified the overall team effort by the Millicent Saints for four quarters. Now, West Gambier, North Gambier, the old battle of the co-tenants at Vansittart Park at Molesey Park. And it was out of the blocks, North leading by 5 goals at quarter time, but West pegged them back and won by 27 points. Tommy Zietz was the man with 6 goals, and that'd have to be some sort of family record, I'd say. No doubt the boys are on top of that already. And North got 3 regulars back, and they've got 3 more to come, so they're going to get better. Now, moving to bigger things, the Interleague squad for Western Border to compete in the South East Zone Carnival at Robe on the 9th of June. That's a Queen's birthday long weekend. Of course, they're defending their title, and a big thank you to Coach Steve Doldy for getting this through. 42 players in the squad. Caston have got 8, Callum Curry, Dylan Ayton, Tynan Challen under 21, Will McDonald, Tom Sullivan, Josh Stevenson, Angus Cleary and Billy Galpin under 21. East got 9, Jaden Eldridge, Mark Rumbelow, Matt Wilson, Alex Pfeiffer, Kevin Thompson, Nick Locke, Matt Ferguson, Giancarlo Cooper under 21, and likewise Brad Rathjen. Millicent snuck in 7 players, Tom Hutchison, Dylan Bromley, Hamish Gordon, Sam Willis under 21, also under 21, Hamish Nitschke, Jonah Grimes, and of course we won't forget Dylan Ticknell, who played a great game on the weekend at the kennel. North Gambier have 8, Brock Egan, Nick McInerney, Tim McInerney, Fraser Marshall, Nick Blackett, Sam Stafford, Jordan Hollett and Mason Ashby. South 6, Brett O'Neill, Dave Boyd, Braden Kane and 2 under-21s, Ty Opie and Taylor Saffin. And West Gambier, lucky last, they have 5 in that 42-man squad. Steve Wenman, Lawrence Bradley Brown, Tom Zietz under-21, Sam Zietz, his bro, of course, and Tom Holmes. Moving to Mid-Sea footy. They battled the weather again as well. Robe defeated Tantanoola by 85 points. Craig Pitt with 5 goals. He leads the goal king with 26, the Traveller. And a great game by Jake Will there. Started the season off well. Mount Buru demolished Port Mac by 92 points. Jack Gregory on target with 8. He has 23 for the season. And Kongerong, they kicked 25-25 to defeat Nangwari 5-3. So a better effort by the Saints there, but it was 142-point margin. 4 goals apiece for the Hawks. John Simpkin, Jack Mullen, Robert Hine and Klangadu in the Derby. They absolutely slaughtered Glencoe by 138 points. Leroy Larson, 6 goals. Lockie Jones with 5, and he has 25 for the season. Moving to the big league, and it was Penola knocking off reigning premiers Lucendale. So Penola undefeated on the top of the ladder. Well done, Matty Tilby and the boys. Predominantly local product, and they had to work for it. They won by 5 points. Scotty Merritt with 7 goals. Brady Foster with 4 for the Eagles, while for Lucendale it was Sam Mardling with 5. Narracook got a big scalp, their second win for the season. 6-point victory over previously undefeated KLU Cougars. Jordan Bell there, 3 for the Demons, and for the Cougars it was Coach Nick Murphy as well with 3. The local grudge match, Mundulla defeated Bordertown by 81 points. Luke Weesey or Weese, whichever way you want to go, with 5 goals. Heath Thorpe with 4 for the Victors, and for the Roosters it was Jacob Eats with 3. Keith demolished Kingston by 91 points. Ben Simons with 7 goals. He leads the goal kicking for the comp with 32. And it was Max Wakefield with 3. And lucky last, Border District, second win for the season. Gee, this is a bit of a surprise. Kybe, they got him by 41 points. Welcome to coaching, Tom Cooper.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. And as we start the day today, I tell you what, we get to talk a little bit about tourism in the Limestone Coast and further afield as well. You might have heard that over the course of the last couple of weeks, we have made it onto a list of an alternative capital for South Australia. So I wanted to talk tourism, and a man who knows all about it is Kent Comley. He joins me on the line. Kent, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Good morning. Now, Kent, you and a group of individuals from across the Limestone Coast have been working tirelessly to raise the profile of not only the Limestone Coast, but of the Blue Lake City over the course of at least the last 12 to 18 months. And you're getting some pretty good results.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Ewan, that we've identified the growth opportunities for tourism and we've gone out there to market our region better. And we're starting to see the results. There's no doubt that we're seeing a lot more customers in our region than we're on the radar.
Now, Kent, with the Australian Travellers magazine, who have put out the list of top places across the country, to appear in one of their lists in the top 10, that's going to be pretty good for the Limestone Coast and for Mount Gambier.
Yeah, look, any publicity is good publicity, and to have this sort of positive publicity is great, but you know, the magazine or Australian Traveller recognised that the unique offering that we have in Mount Gambier, the combination of the cosmopolitan city and the natural volcanic precinct that we have right on our doorstep, is really unique, and it's a great place to stop and stay.
So, Ken, looking from a local perspective, what can we do as residents of the Limestone Coast to help tourism to bring people to the Limestone Coast and to boost what is an economic benefit to the region every time somebody stays?
Most important thing is to welcome them. So whether you work in a shop or a restaurant or a service station, or you bump into a tourist down the street, or when you're walking around the lake, smile and give them a really warm welcome and give them a really good feeling about our town and visiting. That's a really great starting point. You know, I recall years ago travelling to New Zealand, and travelling through New Zealand, all you say is, God, the people are so friendly. It was a real pleasure to visit, and we need to emulate that. And whatever their backgrounds and ethnicity, we need to welcome them with open arms.
And, Ken, for people who don't know, you guys have got a fantastic new website. It's probably 6 months old now, but you guys are doing great things in the sphere of social media and with an online presence.
Yeah, we've developed a new website called Discover Mount Gambier, which is, I'm pretty confident in saying, is the best tourism website in the country. And we're just actually about to launch stage two, which has got a really unique itinerary builder, but it goes way beyond itinerary builder. It's called a bucket list, and it's sort of got some gaming nuance to it, and it's a way of keeping people on the site and investigating more and more about our region while they're planning their holiday. Well, so I think that'll be a game changer for us.
Ken, I cannot wait to talk all about it then. I'd love to find out more. Thank you very much for joining us this morning to talk a little bit about tourism around the Limestone Coast.
My pleasure, Ewan, and thanks for your interest.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We've talked some footy, we've talked pioneers, and this morning it is time to talk more sport around the Limestone Coast.
Yes, it is red leg netball, and I doubt the girls kept moving, and nothing worse than a slap on the legs when it's that cold, but they soldiered on. North Gambier in the A-grade Western Border, Super 6, 60 defeated West Gambier 45, and Millicent 72 defeated East Gambier 50, and that marked a magnificent milestone. Congratulations, Donna Denton. Just happened to get named best player for the Saints, just to be different, and of course she's a knee scandal. We won't forget the side of the tribe there, and that'd have to be an A-grade Western Border games record, I reckon, and we'll say she's probably over 40, that's all we'll say, and my prediction is I reckon down the track she might even play eight or A reserves with her oldest daughter. Now, on that note, congratulations to Lucy Denton, selected in the state under 15 netball team, which proves again all in the genes, as it is with all of us, and as well just hanging off, waiting for an opportunity. Well done, Hannah and Paige Nitsky, named reserves in that under 15 state squad as well. We won't forget the boys. Millicent's producing some good sports kids. Harry Tunkin in the under 15 state footy team. So well done there. Moving to Mid-Sea netball now. Road 27 lost to Tantanoola 55. Port Mac 39 were defeated by Mount Burr 64. And Klangadoo going along nicely. 75 defeated Glencoe 38. And Nengwari 39 lost to Kongrong 53. And no doubt the Hawks girls celebrated accordingly. Up the big league K&T netball. Lucindale 54 defeated Penola 38. Narracourt 73 defeated KLU 44. Border Town and the Derby Derby 62 defeated Mundala 37, and Keith 62 defeated Kingston 34. Border Districts 52 defeated Kybe Bolite 45 to join the senior footballers there. Mount Gambier Netball Association Saints 53 defeated Amazon 16. Zodiacs 52 good for Lakes 34. Vicky's 44 went down to Hobbits 69, and Intruders 70 defeated Nomads 16 there. So gee, that was a big win. Might have to check that score. Now, Bendigo Bank, South East Women's Football Association, and that's Zocca, of course, under 15, Central's 9. On target, the Laser Boot, Kia Connolly with 6. They demolished Inter Combined Footy Club, who didn't score there. And in the other under 15 game, Millicent 1 went down to United 7. 3 to Amber Lindquist and 2 to Chelsea Frost. Now, the big girls, Central's 13, Paris Acklin on target with 4, supported by Tracy Long with 3 goals. They defeated Inter Combined Footy Club there on no score. In Portland, 6. Good morning, Portland. No doubt we have a few listeners over there. They defeated Wanderers, no score. And lucky last, Millicent, 2. They lost to United, 4. Now moving to South East Coast Basketball League and back into action, of course. And in the A-grade men, Bulldogs, 71, with state rep Mitch Hunter slipping through, 29. They defeated Cougars, 61. And Roos, 81, with the comeback veteran, Matty Sutton, 22, playing footy for South Gambia as well. Why, Matty, why? Defeated Panthers, 58. And Bulldogs Red 67 with the Black Boys, the dynamic duo from Narracourt, Matt 18 and Luke with 16, defeating Cats 66. We won't forget the women. It was Cougars 68, Tennille Gray straight back in to form with 20. They defeated Cats 40. And lucky last, Saints 57, defeated Panthers 50. Emily Close, fresh from state representation. She's going away all early with 23 points. Yui, no male soccer through, so we'll keep our eye out for dispatches there. Now, stay tuned after 8:30. We'll catch up with Richard Hill for the wash-up of the no-show by Nunawat Inspectors.
On 963 Triple M, there is something really cool that's going on with the Triple M Club. We get to find out all about it right now.
Hi, everyone. It's Keith Urban. Put our hearts in a parallel
line. It's all that wasted. Keith Urban's new album, Graffiti U, featuring Parallel Line, is available now on CD and online.
Triple M.
Now, I tell you what, as a member of the Triple M Club, there are some amazingly cool benefits. And now we have got tickets for our club members to see Keith Urban live in Nashville. Plus, we are going to get a meet and greet from the kid from Caboolture before the show as well. Now, we've got flights, we've got accommodation, we've got tickets. It is all sorted for you. All you need to do is join the club. If you are not a member as yet, it is really, really easy to do. It is free. All you need to do is head to triplem.com.au to see if we can make you a winner. Keith Urban's brand new album, Graffiti U, featuring Parallel Lines, is available now on CD and online, and we are giving you the chance to head to Nashville to see the man live in concert.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We've talked some footy, we've talked Pioneers, and this morning it is time to talk more sport around the Limestone Coast.
Yes, it is red leg netball, and I doubt the girls kept moving, and nothing worse than a slap on the legs when it's that cold, but they soldiered on. North Gambier in the A-grade Western Border, Super 6, 60, defeated West Gambier 45, and Millicent 72, defeated East Gambier 50, and that marked a magnificent milestone. Congratulations, Donna Denton. Just happened to get named best player for the Saints, just to be different, and of course, she's a knee scandal. We won't forget the side of the tribe there, and that'd have to be an A-grade Western Border games record, I reckon, and she's we'll say she's probably over 40, that's all we'll say. And my prediction is, I reckon down the track she might even play A or A reserves with her oldest daughter. Now, on that note, congratulations to Lucy Denton, selected in the state under 15 netball team, which proves again all in the genes, as it is with all of us, and as well just hanging off, waiting for an opportunity. Well done, Hannah and Paige Nitsky, named reserves in that under 15 state squad as well. We won't forget the boys. Millicent's producing some good sports kids. Harry Tunkin in the under 15 state footy team. So well done there. Moving to Middersea netball now. Road 27 lost to Tantanoola 55. Port Mac 39 were defeated by Mount Burr 64. And Klangadu going along nicely. 75 defeated Glencoe 38. And Nangwari 39 lost to Kongrong 53. And no doubt the Hawks girls celebrated accordingly. Up the big league K&T netball. Lucendale 54 defeated Penola 38. Narracourt 73 defeated KLU 44. Border Town and the Derby Derby 62 defeated Mandela 37 and Keith 62 defeated Kingston 34. Border Districts 52 defeated Kybe Bolite 45 to join the senior footballers there. Mount Gambier Netball Association Saints 53 defeated Amazon 16. Zodiacs 52 good for Lakes 34. Vicky's 44 went down to Hobbits 69 and Intruders 70 defeated Nomads 16 there. So gee, that was a big win. Might have to check that score. Now, Bendigo Bank, South East Women's Football Association, and that Zocca, of course, under 15, Central's 9. On target, the Laser Boot, Kia Connolly with 6. They demolished Inter Combined Footy Club, who didn't score there. And in the other under 15 game, Millicent 1 went down to United 7. 3 to Amber Lindquist and 2 to Chelsea Frost. Now, the big girls, Central's 13, Paris Acklin on target with 4, supported by Tracy Long with 3 goals. They defeated Inter Combined Footy Club there on no score. And Portland, 6. Good morning, Portland. No doubt we have a few listeners over there. They defeated Wanderers, no score. And lucky last, Millicent, 2. They lost to United, 4. Now moving to South East Coast Basketball League and back into action, of course. And in the A-grade men, Bulldogs, 71, with state rep Mitch Hunter slipping through, 29. They defeated Cougars, 61. And Roos, 81, with the comeback veteran, Matty Sutton, 22, playing footy for South Gambia as well. Why, Matty, why? Defeated Panthers, 58. And Bulldogs Red 67 with the Black Boys, the dynamic duo from Narracourt, Matt 18 and Luke was 16, defeating Cats 66. We won't forget the women. It was Cougars 68, Tennille Gray straight back in to form with 20. They defeated Cats 40. And lucky last, Saints 57, defeated Panthers 50. Emily Close, fresh from state representation. She's going away all early with 23 points.
Right across the Limestone Coast, it's Ewan for breakfast on 963. Triple M.
A big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. A little bit of rain around today, or at least partly showery conditions. More of the same expected tomorrow around the Limestone Coast. It's time for us to catch up with Katja, find out what's making news across the region. A big good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, skaters at Millicent Skate Park got more than they bargained for on the half pipe with a car found at the facility. SAPOL have put out the call for locals to be wary of a reported phone scam. The National Farmers Federation has called for further investment to regional telecommunications. And Narracourt Leeson-Dow Council have opened applications for this year's Community Art Fund. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, Coach is going to be back in the next 10-15. We'll catch up with Hannah Rose Hamer and find out what's making national news as well. This morning, talking local stuff around the Limestone Coast, I've got to tell you, we get to head down to the Mount Gambier Visitor Centre. Donna is down there. She joins me on the line. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Now, Donna, we are talking today because ghost mushrooms are at the Visitor Centre. That is sensational news.
Yes, yes, we've started this year. It's our second year promoting ghost mushrooms. And we've set up a collaboration with Forestry SA and Tourism Mount Gambier and set up an area where you can come in and you can view the mushrooms in the evening, especially for people who are elderly or have mobility restrictions.
And how can people come in and see these mushrooms?
Look, if they just send us an email at ladynelson@mountgambier.sa.gov.au, or they can give us a call on 08-8724-9750 and book in a time. We have 3 sessions each evening, 6, 6:30 and 7, and we have limited numbers because it's actually in a room within the centre.
And Donna, what's the response been like since the media notifications went out?
Oh, look, the interest in our ghost mushrooms of the region is really surprising. Last year it was crazy with over 18,000 visitors through, and then this year we've worked together with Forestry SA to really offer a bit more, and there are tours out there, which is fantastic. But we've also got interest from far and wide. We had a surprising visit last week from the Living Room crew, which is pretty exciting. Dr. Chris Brown popped into the visitor centre, and that caused a bit of a stir. he's a great guy and very friendly. One of our team had a quick pic. We put it up on social media, and it went a bit crazy. So they were here Friday and Saturday night, and I think people were trying to spot Chris Brown as much as they were the mushrooms.
And what was the response from Dr. Chris Brown?
Oh, look, he was really keen. He spent time with Ockett LaRue, of course, and that's always enjoyable. Ockett's knowledge is incredible. And the crew at Forestry SA just went, you know, up and beyond and really made them welcome. And I think by the time they left wearing their Ghost Mushroom Lane beanies, they felt that they were a part of Mount Gambier.
Donna, I hope everything goes really, really well over the course of the next 6 to 7 weeks. As we say, for people that don't necessarily have the mobility to wander out to the forest, Ghost Mushrooms at the visitor centre. It's going to be a busy time for you guys.
Yeah, just a limited time, just till the end of May. And so you need to get in and book, and we'll look forward to welcoming you.
Donna, have a great day, and thanks for joining us this morning.
You too. Thank you very much, Ewan.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
It is your local 963 Triple M talking more sport around the Limestone Coast. We get to talk all about the Pioneers, which I think had a bit of a quiet weekend considering. We've got the coach on the line.
Yes, good morning, Coach. Cast at Real Pioneers, Richard Hill, and no game Friday night, but these things happen.
They do. Not much you can do about that. Totally out of our control. And, you know, weather and all that sort of stuff. It's always going to be a bit late. They'd scheduled to move it back a little bit. And then all of a sudden there was no game. So it left a bit of an empty feeling. A lot of hard work during the week for nothing. But most importantly, you know, we didn't put people up in the air that were at risk. So that's pretty important.
Now, in terms of Siebel, have you heard anything yet about rescheduling, doing something with how we sit on the ladder with that situation?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard a word as yet. I figure that, you know, the weekend they've got a lot on their plate, so hopefully we'll get some form of outcome this week so we'll know what's going on. I don't think there's any way they can adjust the ladder. I mean, that's they can just give us a win. That'd be nice. We'll look at that one. But yeah, no, I don't think that. I think really, in fairness to both teams, you've got to play and the competition, they've got to reschedule the game.
Got to find a weekend when you both only got the one game. Of course, positives and negatives, as you said, dollar and effort for the club, the point situation. And I suppose a little bonus is the injured players and the sore players get a little bit more extra time to get over it, Hilly.
Yeah, look, we were fired up and ready to play. You know, Brad was going to get out there and have a crack, and we're bringing Tim in from Wellington. We felt we were a really good chance of winning, even though on paper it may not have looked that good. But, Tom Daly... We had some workouts again on the weekend. Tom Daly's a little closer. I don't think he'll go to Tassie this weekend, but Brad certainly will. So, we'll just gradually get the boys back together, hopefully.
Talking Tassie trip for Friday night Hobart Chargers. Lewis Thomas, welcome back. So that'll be a bit of a howdy do. And then Saturday, Northwest Tassie. So this is just another one of those big tests for the boys.
Huge test for us. Hobart are travelling really well, as are they're up near the top echelon, and Northwest Tassie are starting to play some good basketball. So always a really tough but great weekend in Hobart. So we're looking forward to getting back in amongst it, and hopefully when we come out of there, we're still 50-50 or better, and we're still right there.
Coach of the case at Real Pioneers, hope the week goes smooth, and we'll have a chat to you on Friday morning about that trip away.
Looking forward to a good week of training for us, and talk to you guys on Friday.
Thanks, Ellie.
On 963 Triple M, we've got more to talk about across the morning this morning. We're going to catch up with Pity from Arena Sports Store. Some footy tipping to talk about after the weekend in the AFL. We're going to talk all about something really cool that's gone on in the Coonawarra as well. Emma from Raiders Estate is going to join us. There's a number of wineries that have got together to do some fundraising for AC Care. We're going to find out all about it after we update news, sport and weather next.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. We are talking footy tipping. Pity from Arena Sports Store is on the line. Pity, good morning.
Morning, Yui.
Mate, you have done well. It was by the skin of your teeth, but a draw is a draw and it means a win to you.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky I'm willing to come on after the debacle of Saturday afternoon. I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, what happened, dude? I mean, seriously? And where do you guys go from here?
Well, I think it's good because now they'll have to have a good look in the mirror because we were previously beaten by not bad sides, but we're now looking at a bottom four finish. So I think that's a very good review. I mean, I think it's a bit late. They've re-signed Worsfold till 2020 or something. But I just think our support staff, I mean, they got Mark Neal as our strategist. He was a failure at Melbourne as a coach. If it was me, I'd go out and get Brendan McCartney from Melbourne. He's a very good coach at developing young sides. He did it to the Western Bullies when he was a coach there, but he wasn't a senior coach, but he's now at Melbourne developing those young kids. And I'd throw the gold chest at Clarkson from Hawthorn in 2020 when he's finished getting, because he's a good coach.
Looking at the rest of the competition, how do you think season 2018 is shaping up?
Well, I think, once again, I reckon probably the top four will probably, any one of them could win it. I mean, Richmond are going well, West Coast are going well. They'll make it because they hit a lot of home finals. They're lucky they got Greater Western Sydney when they're undermanned. Geelong are going very well. They're backline I thought would be their weakness, and it's turned out it's one of their strengths. They've done very well at recreating their backline. We've got Sydney will always, but Sydney and Hawthorn will always be there. They give you good value for money, those blokes. North have surprised everyone. They're going well. But I think as the season goes on, Hawthorn, Sydney, Adelaide will be there. Did you watch that game?
I didn't, mate. I didn't. But it was a bit of an upset from what I understand.
The last 4 minutes, 20 seconds is some of the best football you've ever seen. It was how a side could be 17 points down and then get in front and then lose it. Oh, it was. Thank God it wasn't an Essendon game. You were that heart attack.
And do you reckon Richmond's going to be up there for a back-to-back win?
Well, it's very hard because it's like the Melbourne Cup. You've got to train your horse for that one day in November. Mm. Now, they're up and about now. They'll definitely have a lull. All forms have a lull in their form. But they'll definitely be there. But whether they can win two in a row, the last two premierships have been won by sides that weren't the best side in the league. But they had an injury-free September and played, but they were in form. So if you're in form at the right time of the year and got an injury-free list, you're a chance.
All right, Petey, got to find out what's going on this week at Arena Sports Store. Tell me what's happening.
Essendon footy jumpers are half price. And nothing, mate. We've got more winter gear. It's funny, I've got to go to Adelaide now and do next summer's gear, or next winter's gear, rather. We haven't even got through this one. But, yeah, anything you want, like Ugg boots. What has been selling well is our travel gear. Rip Curl do a great range of travel gear from, a little, they do travel wallets, beauty cases, a carry-on for domestic, a carry-on for international, and then they do a large jet flight bag, but they're very good. So they've been good. Sold a few wallets lately, blokes need a new wallet or they're good for a present. And then you've got all your normal, Adidas, Russell, Champion, Nike, Rip Curl, Fox, Unit, all your brands for winter.
All you need to do is pop on in and say good day.
And don't mention the footy.
Hey, Petey, we'll catch up Friday, mate. Good luck.
Thank you, Huey.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I tell you what, there's been some really cool stuff going on with the team at Raiders Estate. Emma's on the line to tell me what is happening. Emma, good morning.
Hi, Ewan. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Emma, you guys have organised to do some fundraising for AC Care. I saw a bit on social media about it during the course of the week. I wanted to catch up and tell everybody across the Limestone Coast what's going on. So the big question is, what are you guys up to?
Well, it's not just us. It's actually a bit of a team effort from 6 Coonawarra Wineries. So it was Redmond Wines, Jim Brand Wines, Patrick of Coonawarra, Pollock Wines and Penley Estate, and obviously us at Raiders. And as well as that, it was probably led the Vino Mofo, which is an online wine retailer, led the charge because this is something that they do every year in Macquarie, and this year they've expanded it to Coonawarra and the Yarra Valley, which is pretty awesome.
So what's the idea and what are you guys fundraising for?
So the name of the project is the Homeless Grapes Project, and it really came about sort of by accident in McLaren Vale a while ago, and the idea was that they would raise money for the Hutt Street Centre in Adelaide. And since they've expanded it to other regions, it's really about raising funds to help combat homelessness in those areas. So for us, the charity of choice is AC Care, because they're the ones on the front line in the Limestone Coast.
Mm.
So each winery is actually donating one barrel of Coonawarra Cabernet each, and then we're making a sort of super blend of the six wineries, which is something that's not really been done before, even with the Vino Mofo Homeless Grapes Project.
Right.
And, so that's pretty exciting, and the Vino Mofo guys are really excited about it. But in addition to that, a couple of weeks ago, when vintage was still going, we actually picked grapes for the Patrick and the Raiders barrels with members from the community. So there was quite a few that came up from Mount Gambier, a few from, like, obviously Coonawarra. We even had people come from over the border, and we even had some Chinese guys that were some of Sam Brand's customers picked the grapes. So it was a pretty massive team effort on all parts.
So, Emma, what happens next, and how do we get involved as consumers?
All right, so good question. So the way it goes now is they're actually pre-selling all the wine. Obviously, the wine still needs to be made, and we want it to be an extremely great quality wine. So the wines will actually be, delivered sort of November 2019, but you can pre-order now on the Vino Mofo website. So if you just Google it and look up homeless grapes in Coonawarra, the wine is $150 for a six pack. And if we can sell all of the six packs we make, we should make in excess of $50,000 for our region.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it's huge. It's really exciting. And we do, all of us who were involved were pretty keen to do it again next year. So we had to get it all sort of organised in a bit of a rush this year. And, you know, we had that really terrible weather a couple of weeks ago, and that's what we ended up picking in. But the sun shone on us, which was nice. And, you know, it's just it's a great thing for everyone to be able to get involved in. We're really keen to do it again next year. So, you know, bring the kids out. We had all sorts of age groups picking grapes. And it's not a strenuous day. Afterwards, we had a big sausage sizzle. I should actually mention that there was other businesses that sort of put their time and money in. So Micro Coffee Roasters actually drove to Coonawarra and made coffee for us in the morning, so all the pickers were cold. Meek's Butchers in Panola donated the sausages. We had a great sausage sizzle and some wines and some beers afterwards, and it's just a really nice celebration. And, you know, it sort of does actually pique your awareness. I was sitting at home last night and walking around without shoes on, and my floor was cold but my house was heated, and I was like, you know, it is pretty gnarly out there last night. And if, you know, you think about, you know, picking grapes in the rain for a couple of hours versus, you know, some people are actually out there and they have no choice. So we all should be thankful we've got a roof over our heads and some heating and whatnot. So I think it's a really nice thing from a point of view of making you aware of what people are going through.
Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Triple M, I hope it's been a great start to the day for you as we start a brand new working week. To all the mums, I hope it was a great Mother's Day for you on the weekend as well. It is time for me to wander off for the day. I'm going to be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Make sure you join me on your radio. Guy is going to be back this afternoon, and it's time to say g'day to him. G'day, mate.
Hello, mate. Morning. Here's hoping you had a good weekend, and we have a big Monday coming up here on the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. After midday, following the Ray Hadley Morning Show, I'll take you back to the year 1986 for Triple M's 10 from then. After 2 o'clock, an Australian-made theme. I'll tell you some more details later on. Plenty of classic hits from the 60s, 70s and 80s to get you over your bad case of Monday-itis. At 3 o'clock, Jars and Louis for the drive home with the rush hour. And then at 5, thanks to Mount Gambier Shooting Supplies, the classic 5 at 5. 5 songs linked together by one common theme. Sports Day returns tonight at 6 with Malcolm Blight and Kane Corns, and then Al Shields on the radio for the greatest years in music. Triple M is giving club members the chance to go and see Keith Urban in Nashville. If you want more details, head to the website triplem.com.au. Right across the Limestone Coast, this is 963 Triple M.
Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.